The new indie movie Monsters called for some 250 special effects shots to depict the film's enormous alien creatures and an American city laid to waste. In Hollywood, it would have cost tens of millions of dollars. But first-time filmmaker Gareth Edwards had previously worked in video graphics, and he figured out how to create the effects on his laptop. As a result, Monsters cost less than $500,000, and Bob Mondello says it looks pretty persuasive.
Remember District 9 with those human-sized shrimps from outer space? Well, Monsters has giant squids from outer space, almost exactly in proportion, too. They're hundreds of feet tall and not terribly friendly, though, in fairness, we humans haven't exactly rolled out the planetary welcome mat. It's 6 years since a NASA rocket crash-landed near the Mexican border, releasing a few alien pods into the wild, and since then we've apparently been making stabs at pest control, not very effectively. The creatures have now infected a swath of territory stretching from the Pacific Ocean to the Gulf of Mexico, roughly at the Rio Grande, and our heroes, a news photographer and the boss's daughter he's promised to see safely home to New England, are inconveniently on the Mexican side of that swath with no easy way home.
She said there's almost no traffic in here because the military are closing this whole coastline in 2 days.
So let me get this straight. If we don't make it over to the coast within the next 48 hours, she's going to be stuck here for the next 6 months?
Now, for the record, the little lady he's escorting is rich, so turning around and heading south for a nice vacation in Rio until the alien spawning season is over is a perfectly reasonable option. But she wants to get home, and he's a can-do kind of guy, so they head by land across the infected zone towards the U.S. border, a trip that would take just a few hours if mountain-sized aliens weren't increasing the degree of difficulty.
Why are you putting on the gas mask? Can we have a gas mask? Can we have one gas mask?
All of this, let's note, is in the service of a belligerently obvious metaphor, one even less veiled than the one in District 9, which segregated its aliens in South African shanty towns. Here, the Army's erected a huge border wall to keep aliens from entering the U.S. illegally. It's like we're imprisoning ourselves, says our heroine sweetly, a bit before one of those huge squiddy things sends tentacles towards her in a gas station. On the other hand, where District 9 had the advantage of being able to dress up its social message with millions of dollars in special effects, first-time writer-director Gareth Edwards has to make do in Monsters with a little indie flick ingenuity and his laptop's video effects software. His ingenuity is considerable. Nocturnal creatures that can only be filmed in the half-light of night. A story that starts 6 years in, after the creatures have already done lots of picturesque damage. Shooting of that damage in Galveston, Texas, shortly after it was hit by a hurricane. All very clever. And he's a wizard with his laptop's effects program. The squiddy things he conjures up look like the real deal, thoroughly creepy and a gazillion feet tall. Too bad his computer's word processing program doesn't have a script-writing algorithm to get him to the final fade. If he'd been able to conjure up an ending for Monsters as persuasive as his Monsters, he'd be all set. I'm Bob Mondello. She's a monster.
Beautiful monster. You're listening to All Things Considered.